I want to talk about, I have here a sefer from Rabbi Yitzchok Sender. I'm a very big fan of Yitzchok Sender. He has a number of sefarim called the Commentators. The Commentators Shavuos, the Commentators Haggadah. He has Haggadah, I think he has four Haggadahs. Four Haggadahs, and everything is in English, and he has Lumdis. It's an anthology on all different in Yonim. So this volume is a volume on Shavuos. We actually spent a lot of time on this long time ago when we started this kollel. I used to use this form quite often, and I found here one chapter that we did not go over. I have it marked off, and that is a chapter on the Aseres HaDibros. So yeah, I just want to run by a couple of Yisoidos, some of the collection of ideas that he presents relating to the Aseres HaDibros. Number one, first of all, that's not in this chapter, it's another chapter, it's a very nice word. And what does it mean? A kof aleihem har kigigis. Obviously, the Sugya Yisrael is the Aseres HaDibros. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kof aleihem har kigigis. Why did Chazal use the imagery of a gigis, of a barrel of wine? What's my Indian Shmita Itzel Har Sinai? What's the barrel of wine? So he explains a gigis is a very large barrel of wine, and it Hashem took it, and the kofa means he put it upside down, and he put it on Klal Yisrael. In essence, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klal Yisrael is, Klal Yisrael, if you're not going to accept the Torah, you're going to be trapped. You're going to live a life of limits. A gigas, it's very big. It's one of the biggest type of barrels that was available in ancient times in the market. You want to get a barrel, you know, there's a wine flask and there's this. Barrels were the biggest barrels. You empty out the barrel, you turn it upside down, and you put it on a person. You can live. There's enough air, there's enough oxygen, there's enough room to survive in a gigas, but you're limited. You can't break forth and go out into the world and conquer and achieve and accomplish. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm giving you an opportunity through Kabbalah Satorah to conquer the world. If you don't want to accept the Torah, I don't have to. It's not that I'm gonna take your life. I'm gonna force you. I'm gonna harm you. It's gonna be you're gonna live a life of limitation. A life of what will otherwise we refer to a kofa aleihem har gigis. That's his interpretation of gigis. Yeah.
He had them under a barrel.
Under a barrel. Okay. Now let's go to a new topic.
But this is one of the Torah Shabbat, right?
Well, that's I am part of the Torah. I mean Torah. Yes. Yeah. So that's one thing at a time.
That was the next thing.
Okay. Next topic. Topic is, we have in this week's parasha the Aseres HaDibros. Now we are under the assumption, this is a new chiddush to me, a lot of this is brisk Torah. We are under the assumption that everything in the Torah, everything in the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael through Ruach, through Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Torah Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu, he relates all of what it says in the Torah through prophecy. Right, everything was a vision. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe transcribed what he received to Klal Yisrael, but it was through an experience of Nevuah. Now, the question is the Aseres HaDibros different than the rest of the Torah? In other words, let me introduce this with the nusach of Tefillah on Shabbos. Shabbos, we say in davening, Ushnei luchos avonim horid biyado v'chasuv bohem shmira Shabbos v'chein kosuv b'sarasecha v'shamu v'nei yisrael es haShabbos. So the question over here is, why do we have to quote a pasuk that's not in the Aseres HaDibros? Again, Ushnei luchos avonim. Moshe Rabbeinu, he brought down the Shnei Luchos of Horeb Yado, the Chasuv Bohem, and it was written in them, Shmira Shabbos. And so is it written in your Torah. Wait a minute, two questions. First of all, isn't the Aseres HaDibros part of the Torah? And furthermore, after we say, V'chein Chasuv B'Sarasecha, you would expect the the nusach of the siddur to quote the pasuk in the Aseres HaDibros. But instead, in the siddur, quotes the pasuk from Parshas, where it's Veshamu Vnei Yitzchos HaShabbos, and Parshas Kisisa. It quotes an entirely different pasuk. Veshamu Vnei Yitzchos HaShabbos. So again, we have here a very bizarre nusach that we recite every Shabbos at Shachris. Ushnei Luchos Savanim Hayrid Biyado. Moshe took down in his hands, and the Chosuv Bohem. It was written on these shtei luchos, Shmira Shabbos, the Indian of Shmira Shabbos. And by the way, in addition to the shtei luchos, the chen kosov, it's also written in the Torah. Isn't the Torah the shtei luchos? And then also, when you're giving me a pasuk, you give me the when you start now quoting psukim, you quote the Shamru v'nei Yisos haShabbos laSos haShabbos Torosam.
Which one do you want them to say, Zohar or Shomar?
Either let it say the pasuk from the first luchos or the second luchos, but not a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa. Not it should say it should be consistent. So what is going on? So to make a long story short, what he wants to say is an incredible chiddush. Now you have to know what the nafkaminas will be, what the nafkaminas are going to be. And it's not this thing from the Briskarov, and he's bringing other sources from Pacha Yitzchak and of Sirotskin. But to make a long story short, he has an incredible chiddush. That Aseres HaDibros is something that was not given to Klal Yisrael through Nevuah; it was given directly. When Moshe Rabbeinu included the Aseres HaDibros in the Torah, he did not come on to an experience of Nevuah to put it in the Torah. Hashem said, listen, I gave you the Aseres HaDibros. You stood on the mountain. You were not a Navi. It was a revelation. It was a revelation. Hashem spoke to the entire Klal Yisrael. This is the most fundamental.
The first two
in the Okay, so let's say the first two. Let's just say the first two then. We all know that this is the most fundamental difference between Yadus and any other religion that has come along since the time of the beginning of the world. In Yadus, there were six. Every other religion is all based that a prophet or a leader says, I want to tell you a secret. Trust me. I had a revelation. You don't know about this. I was all alone. Yashka, it was just me and Ribbono Shel Olam. Believe me. Trust me. Trust me. Give me all your money. Trust me. Trust me. Muhammad, he had an experience. Prove it. No. You gotta trust me. You gotta trust me. Any cult leader is always telling you, trust me. I had an experience, and if you'll follow in my footsteps, you'll be safe and secure. Yadus is no such thing. Every single person had the same experience. This is like the basic 101 in any book that talks about how to respond to Juice J or you know any of these any religion. Like this is like the Aleph Beis in any book that talks about understanding the difference between Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, or you name it, any other thing which has come along, this is the difference.
Mass revelation.
600,000 people were present when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah.
3 million.
3,600,000 men between 20 and 60, and 20 and above. It was a revelation, and this has been passed on to the next generation, next generation. I don't need someone to tell me to trust you. You are one of a kind. So therefore, that revelation was not prophecy. It wasn't the pshat. Now again, this is an issue. It's not the pshat that every single person in Klaus became a prophet. That's not the pshat. It wasn't prophecy. You can't say that every single one of the 3 million people were all Nevi'im. It doesn't say that. A Navi is a different madrega. Navi is something. There was a revelation. Hashem appeared to the common man. There were prophets among them. There's no question about it. But Hashem doesn't say anywhere that everyone in Klal Yisrael was a prophet. It says that in the entire expanse of time, from beginning to end, there were more prophets in Klal Yisrael than there were 1.2 million prophets. But it doesn't mean that B'shas Maisa, at the time of Har Sinai, everyone was a prophet. It doesn't say that anywhere. It was a revelation to the common man. When Hashem told Moshe, I want you now to go and write the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, every single word of Chamishei Chumshei Torah was basically, trust me, was basically, I had a prophecy. We have emun in Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Chamishei Chumshei Torah is prophecy. But there's one exception. The Aseres HaDibros was not a prophecy. It was delivered on a silver platter. When Moshe Rabbeinu went and he put in the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros, he just copied. He was a scribe. It says, Anochi, Anochi, Hashem, Hashem, Elokecha, Asher Hotzisicha. He was nothing more than the common scribe we have today sitting around in basements and attics and writing Sefer Torah. You copy the text from one thing to the other. Every other letter in Ois and Tag in Chamish Echum She Torah only was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu through an experience of Nevuah. It's an amazing Yisod. You're taking the whole Torah and you're breaking it into two different categories. Now this is a little bit controversial, because if this is really correct, then why should there be, why should, let's say, three of the Dibros, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinif, Lo Tignaiv, why are they all in one Pasuk? When Moshe Rabbeinu, when he transcribed it, the way the Masorah, it's considered to be, it's one Pasuk. When Hashem gave it, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinif, Lo Tignaiv, these were separate Dibros. Yet, when we read the Torah, this Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton, we have Psukim, we group together a few of the Dibros, we break apart the longer one, the Shabbos, are broken apart into multiple Psukim. It's a little bit controversial if this concept is totally correct to say that every element of the Aseres HaDibros was not. Normally, you like to hear that everything is prophecy. Torah is Kodesh, and it's an incredible chiddush that no, there is Torah that was given with Mikoyach Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's a chiluk of Torah that was given with the divine revelation even to the common man, and Moshe Rabbeinu did nothing more than transcribe and take a pen and copy what it says on the Luchos and put it into the Sefer Torah to incorporate it in the Sefer Torah. And that answers the Nusach of what you say on Shabbos. U'shnei Luchos Avonim Horid Biyado V'chasuv Bohem Shmira Shabbos. Period. They're the Luchos. One Zach. And there's also the Chen Kosub B'Sorah Secha. There's a din of Shabbos midin the Torah. The Shabbos that's found in the Torah in Parashas Kisisa. And we then begin to say, V'shamu V'nei Yisholos HaShabbos. We don't need to say, we don't, when it says V'chein Kosub B'Sorah Secha, the main point is, it's not, V'chein Kosub B'Sorah Secha is not going back on the Luchos. The average person, when he reads this Nusach on Shabbos, you'll ask, he will say, Shnei Luchos Avonim Hori B'Yodov V'chein V'chosam Shmira Shabbos V'chein Kosub B'Sorah Secha. Period. You put the word V'chein Kosub B'Sorah Secha, you put those words on the Shnei Luchos Avonim. No, if that would be really, really be correct, then the pasuk, that we're quoting is inappropriate. So what is the solution? The solution is to put a period. But if you're putting a period, then you're giving the impression that the Luchos is not part of the Torah. But the average person will tell you that the Luchos is part of the Torah. So the answer is Enochanami. Enochanami, the Luchos, is not really part of the Torah. The Luchos have been incorporated into the Torah, but it's not really part of the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he went and he just copied letter by letter what it says in the Luchos onto the Torah. But there's another din Shabbos. Shabbos, besides the element of being given to the common man through HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly to Klal Yisrael, there's a din of Shabbos that was given by Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, through the Koyach of Nevuah. They had Tzvei Dinim in Shabbos. There's a Din Shabbos for the common man. That was a direct revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And then there's a Din Shabbos. There's a Din Shabbos that comes me Din Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's very interesting that you go into the, what mitzvah is there in Klal Yisrael? That Sabbath. Sabbath is almost a universal feature. You don't have to even be religious. This, I mean, you can almost have nothing. There's something called Shabbos. Because Shabbos was given to Klal Yisrael directly, all of them, you have Anochi Hashem, there's God. Think about all the Aseres HaDibros, it takes on a new dimension. Because all of the Aseres HaDibros were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, to the common man in Klal Yisrael. And obviously that flows over to the entire world. But there is additional dimensions of some of the Aseres HaDibros. And most notably is the Kedusha of Shabbos. So when we observe Shabbos, we're observing Shabbos from Tzvei Dinim. A Din Shabbos from Hashem giving it to the common man. And a Din Shabbos that comes from the Koyach of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu in a different flavor, a flavor which enhances the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's a powerful Chiddush. That's pretty much the gist of the entire chapter. Okay, let's go to another quick idea. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, this we once discussed at length, but let's just run through the Yisoidos on. Now let's go. Well, enough time. We'll just see which section. Okay, let's talk about this very quickly. This concept of which language and which ksav was the Torah given? Was Torah given in ksav Ashuris or ksav Ivri? We know there are two different scripts. There is the ksav Ashurik script, all our sefer Torah written today, and then there is the ksav Ivri, the ancient Jewish script. The Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin presents three opinions as to which script the Torah was originally given. The Luchos was a written ksav. So one opinion is the opinion of Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael ksav Ivri. Okay, you have to get an encyclopedia to see what ksav Ivri looks like. The Torah was originally given to Klal Yisrael in ksav Ivri, and later. What? The Luchos. Well, that's the question. The question doesn't say the Luchos. It says, Betchila, the words of the Gemara are, Amar Marzut, Shavit, Hemar, Mar Ukva, Betchila, in the beginning, Nitna, Hatara, Li Yisrael, Beksav, Ivri. It does not say the Luchos. That's going to be our saving grace. It does not say the word Luchos. Chazrav, Nitna, Lohem, Bime Ezra, Beksav, Ashuris. And later on, during the time of Ezra, was given to Klal Yisrael a second time, it was then given in Ksav, Ashuris. The second opinion of the Gemara is Rebbe. Rebbe's of the opinion that it was given in ksav Ashuris, it was forgotten, and then we began to use ksav Ivri, and Ezra restored it to its former glory, brought it back to ksav Ashuris. When they worshipped the eagle, it was shattered, and then we only used ksav Ivri until Ezra restored it. So and then
we have two set of luchos, though.
Are we going to come to that? So let's assume now that both luchos were exactly the same. Since the difference between the two luchos was 120 days, we assume whatever was the first set was the second set. According to Bar Ukva, both sets were given in ksav Ivri. And later, Ezra changed the script of Klal Yisrael ksav Ashuris. According to Rebbe, it was given originally in ksav Ashuris. After the Chet HaEgel, then we lost the Kedusha of ksav Ashuris. And then we used ksav Ivri until Ezra reinstated the ksav Ashuris. The third opinion. What?
It's really hard to understand that.
Why is it hard to understand that?
Why? What had we done to deserve the restoration of the Ashuris?
Maybe it's not what we have deserved. It's just like, you know, you're already given up on the people. So, alright, so we'll pass you. We were trying harder. You should earn the A. You should earn the good grade. But it gets to a point where. Alright, exactly. Something along those lines. And the third opinion is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. He says it was always given from the very beginning, it was given ksav Ashuris. Okay, now the problem is the Arayos, they're going to a long story, the Arayos back and forth, going back and forth. Who is right? All the various three opinions. He presents here all of these sayedas very nice and short and sweet, four different opinions. Okay, four things to walk away with. V'Shabbos Matan Torah, what's the language? There's the famous Shita of the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, the Luchos Rishonois were given in Ksav Ashuris, and the Luchos Shniois were given in Ksav Ivri. After the Chedo Egel, we lost that Madrego, so that's how we reconcile all the various contradictions. The second answer is Rashi. Rashi's Shita is that the Torah was given. The Torah was given in Ksav Ivri. Okay, Rashi, and the second opinion is Rashi and others accept the opinion of Bar Ukva. They explain that the Torah was originally given in Ksav Ivri, and the Torah was not given us until. Rashi holds, and it's not so, Rashi holds it was Ksav Ivri. From the very beginning, and this doesn't reconcile all the opinions. Alright, let's leave that aside. A third answer is there's a difference between the Torah of the Luchos and the Sefer Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. We know that it says in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to write a Sefer Torah and put the Sefer Torah next to the Luchos in the Aron. Why? Why there was a Sefer Torah in the Aron? So there's basically the amount, and then in addition to writing a Sefer Torah, putting the Sefer Torah in the Aron, that Sefer Torah would lead Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, and then he would additionally write 13 more Sefer Torah and give them to all of the Shvatim, another 12 give them to all the Shvatim. Those Sifrei Torah were written in Ksav Ashuris. It's very interesting. A chilik between this, the Maral says this, and the Ritva says different variations of this idea, but this is at least a new chiddush. This is something at least a new ain based chiddush, but chiddush a new yisod. And everyone knows about the Radvaz, but this is something I don't think this yisod is as popular. Is that you have to look in the Torah in Chumash Hazinu and Chumash Devarim Hazinu Zayis Habracha. There are two different symbols of our Torah. There is the Luchos, and there is the Sefer Torah, which was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Luchos were given to Klal Yisrael in Ksav Ivri. Gesundheit. The Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to write al-Pi Ruach HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu was written in Ksav Ashuris. A Sefer has to be written in Ksav Ashuris. Luchos, tablets, stone, that is something that was given in Ksav Ivri. Okay, so these are the basic mahalchim, and it answers a lot of different questions because we know there was nisim. Okay,
yeah, but
those letters. Okay, I just want to point out is that there is another sheet that says the reverse of the Radvaz. He says that the Ksav Ashuris, the first set of luchos, was given in Ksav Ivri, and the second tablets were given in Ksav Ashuris. What is the fundamental difference between Ksav Ivri and Ksav Ashuris? We once spoke about this. The difference is, according to, I have a sefer at home, the entire sefer is devoted to this topic. The difference between Ksav Ivri and Ksav Ashuris. And he says an amazing yisod. When you write a letter today, think about it, when you write a letter today on paper, what are you doing exactly? What are you writing on paper? When you write on paper, are you writing the letter, or you're trying to create boundaries? You write a letter. Let's say you write the letter Beis.
Oh, you're saying background foreground.
Background foreground. Is the letter itself, or is the letter basically the letter is not the letter? The letter is what's inside. What you write with ink is just defining the boundary of the inside. Ksav Ashuris, in one respect, is a holier Ksav, because according to some, the essence of Ksav Ashuris is to define boundaries. The inside is the letter. Those funny symbols that you'll see is just this mass of material, of stone, or whatever is on it. Don't think it just expands forever. This tzimtzum. She'omar lo'olam vayda'i. How did Hashem create the world? The world expanded. It expanded, expanded, expanded. And what did Hashem say? Die! She'omar le'olam vayda'i. Don't continue to expand. Stop. It wasn't just one statement of die. Hashem built the world with 22 letters of the alphabet. There were 22 different. There were 22 different sounds. Hashem of a koyach of creation. Hashem said 22 times, die. Stop. So what is Dai? That's Ksav Ivri. Those funny little squiggly lines in the encyclopedia of Ksav Ivri is defining where the boundaries of expansion should be. No. Ksav Ashuris. No, that's Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ivri. What?
They're for the most part lines.
What? Ksav Ivri. Exactly. They're stick figures to stop an expansion. Just the opposite is good. Ksav Ashuris, this thickness, this substance, this the thick bottom, this the Ksav Ashuris is not a limitation of expansion. Ksav Ashuris is the tzura of the letter itself. That, in one respect, is a lower madrega. When you want to describe the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, there's a holiness that is found in Ksav Ivri that's not found in Ksav Ashuris. Because Hashem created the world with the koyach of expansion, and Hashem said tzimtzum to limit. That's Ksav Ivri. Ksav Ashuris, you're writing symbols. Those symbols is the letter itself. So therefore, some learn like the Radvaz of Pum Fakert. The average person will tell you that Ksav Ivri has no Kedusha. Ksav Ivri is mundane. It's boring. Ksav Ashuris. Oh, Ksav Ashuris has tagim. It's yoifi the way it's designed. It's this Kedusha. Ein achinami, the Ksav Ashurus has Kedusha, but on a very high level, the Ksav Ivri has even greater Kedusha. And the Kedusha of the Ksav Ivri is not the Kedusha of the letters itself, it's Kedusha in what it represents. It represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach of creation of this world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Olam, Domar Le'olam Oidai, to limit the expansion of the koyach of the world. So therefore, if you want to tell me which one has more Kedusha, which one represents the blueprint of creation, Ksav Ivri. The first Luchos were given in Ksav Ivri. The second Luchos was a step down, was given in Ksav Ashur. So this is the different Yesodus of Ksav Ivri. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a wonderful